Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to take some action on the chart for the week. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and those said charts are developed by the staff, the management of Talkers, and joining us here is the ultimate manager, Michael Harrison, is the at the top of the food chain at Talkers.
And we have a daily buffet.
Yes, right, of talk radio information, yes.
Yeah,
and there is a buffet here, that's for sure. A buffet of buffoons, in a manner of speaking.
I like that. The buffet of buffoons.
Yep, it's really looking, man, look at this list of people. Well, let's go through the lists.
Yeah,
it's stories. And the people, that's your job as we get started, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You want to start with the stories first or the people?
Sure. Well, we always start with the stories. And I guess the story of stories is choose your reality. At number 10, we have Facebook political ad policies.
Yes. Would I get to choose C?
Choose your reality. Live in the world that we're like spiders. We spin our own webs and... I don't know, maybe it's always been that way, I'm not sure. But Facebook's political ad policy is at number 10, tied with social media bias and censorship accusations. And that's an interesting topic that's been around a while, and it's hot again this week. At number 9, U.S. foreign policy, and China, and Russia, and NATO. At number 8, climate change, wildfires, hurricanes, Paris Climate Accord. A lot of these were sparked by the debate this week. Brought up all these topics. Number 7, the education
crisis. Didn't get any answers to any of the questions, but the topics.
Oh, you noticed? We'll talk about that.
Zero.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a shameless dodgeball. Shameless.
Yeah. But the fly was the star of that debate.
That fly was... I think the thing was bugged.
And, could be.
Nonetheless, education
crisis. Where's Paul Rudd when we need him? Wasn't he the fly?
No, there was two flies. There was the Vincent Price movie. And
yes, right, okay.
And then, of course, Jeff Goldblum. But I looked closely, and I saw the fly. You had the head of Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Rudd was the ant.
All right, I never saw the ant.
Yeah,
okay. Are you talking about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, yes, right.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Ant-Man!
All right.
Popular television.
But my favorite, one of my favorite lines from all movies goes back to the original fly. Let me see if I can do this.
Help me. Help me.
Oh, that was just terrifying.
Help me.
And this spider made its way toward the little fly with a human head and a human hand. Oh, the sadness on the face of that poor victim. Disgusting. At number 6, race relations, police reform, and the Whitmer kidnapping plot.
Wow, what a Mondo Bizarro thing that is. You talk about the right-wing anarchists and their nutbird. Oh, wow. They give right-wingers a bad name.
All these extremists give wackos a bad name.
And they're getting more extreme with each passing day.
You know. You know, that's why they call them extreme.
Thank you.
And that's why extreme is not good when you have a complicated process such as running a country with 350 million people in it all seeking life, liberty, and happiness. Extreme can be a little bit dangerous. Be careful about rocking the boat. At number 5, the economy, stimulus, taxes, and the openings of businesses. At number 4... COVID-19 stats and projections, and health care, and meds. And number 3, the transfer of power issue, the SCOTUS vacancy, and the court packing, and abortion. Those three topics, again, born of the debate. At number 2, presidential race and the vice presidential debate. And at number 1, the president's battle with COVID-19. And that, as we hear in the weekend, is the big topic still. The People Survey, Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, number 7, Gretchen Whitmer. At number six, Mitch McConnell. Number five, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Munchkin. At number four, Amy...
I call him Munchkin. He's a Munchkin.
Munchkin. Can you imagine growing up with that name and having to... How do you spell your name? You know. Amy Coney Barrett is at number four. Remember her?
Yeah.
And number three, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. Number two, Joe Biden. And number one, Donald J. Trump. And I approve this message. There you go.
All right. So there we have our list. Number five story, the economy. I realized something during the week, and I wonder if other people have been talking about it as well. The fact that we have $27 trillion in debt, gone up almost $5 trillion since March. We don't have any money. And thinking about who you'd borrow it from, you want to get right down to the brass tacks of knowing how this thing is going to affect the world and why China created this in the first place. Because they're the only ones now that are not broke. You look at every other country, we're not alone now, because every other country has gone through all this. They've been stimulating, and certainly the major powers in the world have had to take their money and try to keep things going. As an example, if there are two packages before Congress as we speak. One of them is to give everybody $1,200 again, and the other one is to bail out the airline industry. Because the airline executives all have agreed, if they don't have a bailout, by this time next year, we'll be lucky if we have two airlines in this country. And when you think about the staggering impact of that, because things are going to come back. Well, sooner or later, things will get back to normal, in a manner of speaking, especially when it comes to travel, because that's a mainstay of life, not only here in America, but around the world. But just imagine that if that were the case around the world, airlines all going broke or countries going broke, that we're all in the same position with one exception, and that's China. So those people...
How do you know that China's okay? I mean, they're so mysterious.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe that's a question for one of the reporters from the Epoch Times. By the way, you announced something this week that I think is worthy... It kind of goes with our focus on China. This new podcast with the folks from Santa Cruz. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because it's fascinating, I think.
Okay, KSCO in Santa Cruz, station that's extremely inventive.
That's for sure. Well, you have to look at the guy who runs it.
Well, he's a dear friend of ours.
And, he is. Yep.
They launched a show that's really an expression of his awakening to the dangers presented by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
When you hear the folks, the words, folks, CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, and PRC, the People's Republic of China, both.
You know that I lost an advertiser because I referred to it that way because the advertiser said it was racist.
Well, you know, it's all part of the complex verbal stew that we're dealing with here. China is a nation, and we're talking nationally. The Chinese people, you know, that's a different situation, and you know. Americans and Chinese people have gotten along for years very well.
Well, we ought to get along. It's the government that have the government there, and you wonder what the real feeling is. I don't think we don't have a sense of the pulse of the people in China, really, as to what they think. You can listen to the folks from, like, the Epoch Times, who have insight into what's going on and are telling stories that are far different than what you get from the mainstream news media.
Yeah.
Anyway, back
but just
to
finish, just to yeah. but it's not really a podcast; it's a live radio show.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything can be a podcast, but to term something that's a radio show as a podcast, it's putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
It's a radio show. It's on Thursdays Pacific time, 2 to 4. It's in its, I think, 6th or 7th episode. It's going to be on, it's till further notice, which means it's a real series. And it's called China Über Alles. Über Alles means above all. It was something that the Nazis used. Germany above all. It was back in the war. Well, it's...
pretty appropriate.
Yeah, well, I mean, it pulls no punches, and it basically is a show every week talking about the dangers presented by the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly an interesting development.
Now, there are three Chinese... Michael Zwirling is the person we were talking about that owns the radio station KSCO. We're heard on the partner station out there, KOMY, which is another station he has in that market. And so the treatment of the issues, this is the first time. It kind of is in league, though, with the Epoch Times. We're getting alternative sources of information that aren't encumbered by some government bureaucrat, right, in China, because they have a state-run news agency like the Russians.
Well, the Epoch Times was thrown out of China. Their reporters were arrested, tortured, right. Banned. Yeah. They're anti-communist, but... The host of that program is a fellow by the name of Nan Su, who is a reporter for the Epoch Times.
Yeah.
The other host of the program is a woman named Amy Howe, and she was, she's a mature woman, but when she was young, between 17 and 27 years old, she lived 10 years as an internee at a Chinese labor camp.
Oof.
And the third host is Bill Graff, who's a member of the KSEO team. A good guy.
So if we go to talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, we can get more information and access to that as well, right?
Yeah, just go to KSCO.com. KSCO.com.
Right.
And,
all right.
Enough about that.
I think it's a good thing to bring to people's attentions. No this doubt. Is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen going through all of the charts, and we'll have some anecdotal information, as we usually do, our own thoughts about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I thought it was interesting that Rush Limbaugh and the president, I think Limbaugh, has been getting more treatment for his cancer, and we all hold a good thought for him. It's getting more serious as time moves on. But apparently there was a get-together, sort of a town hall plan, right, to have the president on. I've said this to you, I think we even said it on the air, that the people that are worried about who goes on once, if something happens to Limbaugh, Trump is the perfect choice. He'd be. I'm serious.
But he has to achieve a loss
in
the election to pull that off. I don't know if he's able to do that.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
It'll be pretty soon. Think about how convoluted that statement is.
That is, exactly.
He has
right.
to achieve a loss in the election, and we don't know whether he's capable of doing that.
Like that old song from the 60s, Gotta Be Cruel to Be Kind.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds. On Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we move on or back into our focus on the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael's from Talkers Magazine. Stories and people. Most interesting person of the week from that 10. If I were to say to you, Michael, who's the most interesting person, what would you say?
Steve Mnuchin.
Because you can say his name.
The most interesting, think quick. My gosh, a list that has Mark Zuckerberg, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, Gretchen Whitmer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Steve Mnuchin, Amy Coney Barrett, Mike Pence, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Who's the most interesting? Donald Trump is the most interesting person.
Really? In what way? How so? We all know who he is by now, don't we?
Well, he's still interesting. I mean, he dominates. We're going to go through withdrawal if he ever leaves. I mean, we're going to have to. He has to.
Well, he's
going to
leave sooner or later, one way or the other. So,
well, yeah. But I'm simply saying is that there's a perverse addiction to this man in our culture. People hate him. People love him.
Do people really understand him? I get lots of brickbats thrown at me when I say the guy needs help. I feel. I don't take the same shots at him that other people do because I think it's unknowing. I think it's unfair in a manner of speaking because the guy is in need of some help. It's pretty obvious if you have any kind of... And all these people that, I hate him. What do you hate? What does that word mean? He stands for all that's evil. He stands for what a lot of people believe in. One way or another, or do they really? Do you think people actually know him? Is it him, or is it his beliefs? What is there that puts him at that pinnacle that you just described?
I think it's his hair. I think the combination of his hair and his makeup.
Okay.
I think. Your questions are rhetorical.
Somewhat.
The book of Trump. The interesting part of this fascinating question about what is it about, what's the story with Donald Trump? Because we're in the forest, it's hard to see the trees or it's hard to see the whatever, history will tell. And the book of Trump has really yet to be written. We're still living in the Trump era. Someday when we are beyond the Trump era and the ramifications will reverberate on beyond him, history will be the judge. We're too close to it to tell. But certainly is a controversial figure,
And he definitely is, in my history of tracking this stuff, the most talked about person on talk radio and in the media that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
More people talk about Donald Trump than talked about the Beatles during Beatlemania.
But why? By the way, there's a great new book about John Lennon coming out this week.
He would be 80.
Yeah, right. Yeah, anyway, excuse me. Why is it? Do you think he purposefully does what he does, or is it just his instinct? It's just him. It's his DNA.
Well, both. We're all the result of our DNA. We're all the result of our instincts. Look, aside from what one thinks about Donald Trump as a political position, as his policies, as a psychology, as an individual, his craving of attention, his craving of publicity, his craving to be in the spotlight is so overwhelmingly huge that that's the driving force that led him to be famous enough to be able to pull off what he did in terms of achieving the presidency.
Right. So, some people say that that's an imbalance and it needs treatment.
Well, I mean, some people will say anything. I do not think that anything could treat Donald Trump, and I don't know whether or not...
a good psychologist, good psychotherapist wouldn't do him any good.
I don't know if he needs that. I don't know whether he does.
We'll talk
more about that after the break.
Will we? Promise?
Yeah, I do. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So we continue another half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 20.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump gave his first on-camera interview since his COVID-19 diagnosis. He talked with Fox News Friday night. Says he's feeling really good and really strong.
I know a lot of people that have had the COVID or the China virus, as I call it, because it came from China. But I feel really, really strong, and a lot of people don't feel that way sometimes for a while afterwards, but very good.
President Trump gave the interview from the Rose Garden of the White House. He acknowledged that he experienced fatigue and could have faced a more dire outcome without the medical access he has as president. The president said he did not know how he might have gotten infected, but said the White House hosted many large gatherings recently. One event, the announcement of Judge Amy Coney Barrett as his Supreme Court pick, was deemed to be a super spreader event by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Delta made landfall at around 6 p.m. Central Time Friday. Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter said tarps that were put up to protect buildings damaged 6 weeks ago by Hurricane Laura have been flying off. He told the Associated Press that tarps were being ripped away from rooftops and piles of unsecured debris from Laura are also being tossed about in Delta's high winds. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says the Category 2 hurricane had maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour when it made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. Before midnight Eastern time, more than 300,000 people are without power in Louisiana. More than 110,000 are in the dark in Texas. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has entered his second week in the hospital as he battles COVID-19. He told CNN that doctors have prescribed the antiviral drug remdesivir to him. That's the same drug President Trump took when he was at Walter Reed last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here we are back into the fold here, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, like the music radio days. And I guess they still do have countdowns, though, right, Ryan? Do local stations do countdowns anymore? I did a local countdown show in Boston back in the 70s.
They do that. Local stations anymore? Do countdowns? No. I mean, no. There might be one or two someplace, but no. No, local stations no. Do very little local music.
Anything. Right, exactly. That's a state. It might be something to spend a moment or two on, but let's go back to what you were saying before about Donald Trump and where we are, I think.
Well, you were asking rhetorical questions about Donald Trump. Why is he so large on our minds? Well, first of all, presidents are. You know, just being president, you become overwhelmingly the number one
person. Do they
deserve
the attention they get?
That is a very good question. That is a question I can't answer. I don't know the answer, but I do know the question is one that I think about all the time. Is it healthy for an enterprise as complex and big as the United States of America, with so many things going on, to devote so much of its national conversation, its national news coverage, even its regional and its local news coverage, on the activities of one person?
Dangerous, I think. Sick.
Yeah. That troubles me greatly. So the answer, I don't have the answer. My answer to your question is too much attention is paid to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Too much. It's a diversion. It's entertainment.
Right.
It's reality TV.
And so what's the purpose of the diversion? Why is it that one report, the bias was so obvious with Susan Price from USA Today, the questions that were given to the Pence, I just thought it was just, it just reeked of one-sidedness. And it's just that all these people in the news media that think they're smarter than everybody else, you need to listen to us, we've got the thing, you need to not like Trump, you need to not like Pence, because we say so. Well, who the hell are you to say so? And that's really kind of one of the real snafoodles to having a real good, well-run country, I think. The country is in danger. I think we've always said news is important, and having a fair and, I take the Fox thing, but really to have real fair and balanced information is hard to find these days.
It is. It's hard to find it on one channel.
Yeah.
You can find it if you create an album of all the different points of view, but they're all extreme.
It takes time and it takes work.
Yeah. Well, I came to the conclusion watching the debate that both sides are telling the truth that the other side is lying.
About
everything. I just said.
I'm saying both. One side's telling the truth about which.
I said both sides are telling the truth that the other side is lying.
So you want to translate that for us?
Think about it. Both sides are lying.
Yes.
Therefore, when they accuse each other of lying, they're telling the truth.
Because the other side is lying.
Both sides are lies. That's the point.
Yeah.
And let's slide into the dodgeball.
How dangerous is that? Yeah.
I mean, if you want to pick a side and believe that your side is the truth and the other side is lying, you'll sit there and go, oh, lies. But both sides are lying. Therefore, when both sides attack the other for lying, they're telling the truth. This is an incredibly negative syndrome. And it's dangerous as hell. Because we're losing sight of what the truth is, because we have our egos and our interests.
And it starts, Michael, with number 7 this week, the education crisis. It starts in schools because teachers no longer, and I say this in a generality, that there may be exceptions to the rule, but my read on it as a student of education is that teachers, many of them, if not most of them, are like the news media. They think that they know it all, and you are not to be taught how to think, but what to think. And what I think is more important than anything else, so that's what you'll learn. So kids grow up with this bias, not knowing that there are two sides to an issue. It is dangerous isn't even the right word for it. It's obscene that some of these people in positions that influence the young minds of today with that crap. It's not a learning session, it's a listening session.
Teaching your children is a double-edged sword. Mm. Teaching your children values, teaching your children your religion, teaching your children your nationality, your roots, your people, pride, all of these things. There's a very, very fine line between teaching and brainwashing. And think about that. And you stop and realize just how difficult it is to have a society, have a family, raise a child, run schools, culture, religions that respect other points of view but adhere to their own values and do so in a way that actually doesn't create war and discord. Very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It is. No question about it. Number 6 on the countdown is the focus on race relations. I thought it was pretty telling this week that officer in the Jonathan Price shooting was charged with murder, but he was also fired. But when you get right down to it, what the police chief said was that Officer Lucas was, quote, terminated for his egregious violation of the city's and police department's policies. So isn't that happening with all of these things? Do you think... Some people think I overplay this. This has not to do with my own... Well, I guess it does. My own persuasion on this is that we have too many police officers who don't know what the hell they're doing. We need much better training. They need to be paid more, and they need to have fewer of them because there's just too many police, and they don't know oftentimes in some... I say this generally. In some cities, there aren't enough. But you know what I'm saying.
Hmm. Well, I mean, running a police department and having a good relationship with the community and walking the line between enforcing the law and not over-enforcing the law.
Yeah.
Talk about difficult challenge. I mean, these are all manifestations they're manifestations of our human imperfection. I mean, if we didn't have crime and we all followed the rules and we had just rules and all that, we wouldn't need police.
What are we talking about? So now law enforcement is preparing for... the next potential problem, which is election-related unrest. You see that going on in my own community here. The police are prepared to be at voting. I don't want to see a policeman at a voting booth. Do you?
I've never seen one. I'd rather see a policeman than a gang of you know, baseball bat wielding extremists.
I suppose. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, choose your poison. You want to have criminals or do you want to have police? You know,
well,
both are dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. And so how do we meter that? I think that's the question.
Going back to the number seven, the education crisis. We have
we got a
lot of rebuilding to do.
Yep. Can we do it? Especially when we're broke, because back to the economy, we don't have any money. There's no money.
Well, we can print more. I mean, you know,
we can
just print more and then mess it all up in a bunch of, you know, verbal mumbo jumbo, which is what economics is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the value system. I got a kick out of Steve Harvey on one episode of Family Feud this week. I quite like that program and I quite like him. He asked the question of the team, pick a number from 1 to 10 as to how you value money. And people were kind of squirming. Well, one guy said 6, another one said 7. He looked at him and said, "You're a lion." It's a 10, and you know it. So, you know, it kind of is, really, when you get down to it, right?
Well, I mean, value money. What does that mean? Value survival? Value
what it can do? Freedom, in some ways?
Well, there's a spectrum between freedom and survival.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And survival is a form of freedom, isn't it?
It is.
So, you know, everything is relative, too. It's your condition compared to what it might be or what it was. You know, sitting in a cave in a storm with a little fire, you know, could be extremely comfortable as opposed to being in a luxury suite at an expensive hotel. I mean, it all depends on what are the possible dangers that you are being protected from. And, you know, the juxtaposition between pain and pleasure or pain and no pain. This is all psychology, and we are complicated as heck. So, yeah, I mean,
not enough people in my world or in my thinking, I don't think enough people let their heart speak for them. They use their head and they don't use their heart. And I think that's why we have so much callousness and anger and this crusading that's going on. If you really listen to your heart, who did that song? Is that a Bonnie? Who did Listen to Your Heart? Is that Bonnie Raitt? Who did that?
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Oh, yes, really. If you heard, Phil will find it for you. Meanwhile, time for us to take care of your heart, your head, your body, all of these things. You hear me a lot talking about Calitrin. Well, I sort of put the two messages together, in a manner of speaking, because Calitrin will help you lose weight, keep your body in shape. Now, what are you doing for your brain? That's the question at the moment. I suggest you consider the dietary supplement Prevagen. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and better life because of the combination of natural ingredients that are in there, including a lot of vitamin D. So take care of your brain like you take care of your body. Prevagen. Make that a part of your daily routine so you have that better life. If you've got a short-term memory itch that needs to be scratched, you know it as well as I do. Get older, we all do it. Michael does it, I do it. We forget things. And so this will help support that brain of yours, especially in terms of age-related cognitive impairments. That sounds like you're sick. No, you know, you forget stuff. We all do. So make it easier on yourself. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. On the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown, number 10, that position belongs to Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. At number 9, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, as I like to refer to him at number 9 and number 8, actually both of the folks, because of our foreign policy and what may be the collusion between Russia and China, leaders of those two countries are at number 9 and number 8. Gretchen Whitmer, number 7, because of the attempt on her to capture her or to kidnap her. Number 6 is Mitch McConnell, the usual with him. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Amy Coney Barrett is 4. Mike Pence tied with Kamala Harris at 3. Biden is 2 and Trump is 1. Nothing unexpected there. As you get around and figure out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, surveys done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, thanks to Michael Harrison and his crew. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of October 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start with number 10, a focus on Facebook, their political ad policy, basically social media and the bias that goes with it, some people think anyway, and whether all of these things should be censored. Number 9, our foreign policy, relationships with China and Russia, mostly in the focus. The situation with the wildfires, hurricanes, what's going on with the weather. Number 8, education, it's been called a crisis. Is that what it is? What's going on with your children and their education? Number 6, race relations and police reform. Number 5, the economy. Look at the hole we've dug for ourselves in our country and around the world. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the transfer of power. And number 2 is the presidential race. And then the president getting COVID is number 1, as you can imagine. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown. Let's get back to it. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael runs it. Michael Harrison from Talkers here. And if you go to talkers.com, anytime you can find the list of stories and people, it's all there. A lot of information about the programs and the hosts, things that a lot of people... This is for the industry. It's an industry trade magazine that lots and lots of fans of the format read. And they learn about ratings and things like that. And sometimes I bet you they send you notes. What does this mean, Michael? You feel like you should explain
Well, a lot of times I get notes from people who don't understand that we're a professional industry publication and think we're a consumer publication. Mm-hmm. So they want to know why we don't take political stands on things and or how could we possibly say that Rush Limbaugh is the number one talk show host or Sean Hannity is the number one talk show host when they lie. You know, that type of thing. We get a lot of that. And we're not, we are just non-judgmental. Right. I mean, we're judgmental in terms of, you know, if somebody were so dangerously off the charts of standard American legitimate positioning, you know, but these people, these are all legitimate points of view, the left, yep, the right, the center. And just because inflamed debaters, you know, want to say Rush Limbaugh's a liar or, you know, the left is crazy. And, you know, come on. There's always going to be a left and a right, or you don't have a balanced psychology in a country.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, passing of Van Halen makes me think more about this. Sort of give us 10 seconds on the
John interview. McEwen. John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band talking a little bit about country's battle between being country and being rock.
Right.
Excellent.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Wow.
Love
John McEwen on the Michael Harris Interview, mhinterview.com, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continues with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, lawyer extraordinaire, and head of the Scambicide.com website, which really will help you if you're in need of some kind of direction. Somebody stole your identity. I think we look at some of the things that are dangerous. Notice this week McAfee listed the most dangerous celebrities. That is, if you go to their website or site, you know, on their Facebook page or Twitter or something, you're likely, more likely to be hacked than not. So is there a remedy for this other than not going after these celebrities? What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, it's fascinating. I always look at that every year, and I think it's a good indication of my age. As the years have gone by, I recognize fewer and fewer of the people on it. Yeah. The gist is, anything that is of interest to the public is, of course, interest to scammers. So these particular celebrities, when people go searching for them or information about them or websites, they are likely to find phony websites with malware. And some of the malware now, you know, it used to be you'd go to a bad site, you'd have to actually click on a phony ad in there to download malware. Now there's malware that even if you go to a tainted site, you can end up downloading the malware on your computer, and you can't trust Google. You know, let's say you want to
trust any of them, Facebook.
Yeah,
any
you
of them.
Can't, well, that's true. You know, let's say you even wanted to find something out about a particular political candidate or an athlete or whatever. So you Google the name in, you see what comes up high on the list for a site, and it turns out that that's the one that's up there by the scammers, because Google uses these algorithms to decide who gets a high listing, and there are some really brilliant criminals who know how to manipulate this. So the way around this is, because these phony sites can look really, really good, before you click on the site itself, you take that that address, that URL, and you go to a site called whois.com, and you put in the URL, and it will tell you who actually owns that. I did this once live on TV. We were looking at a phony site that I thought was phony for Walmart, and sure enough, we go to whois, and the site that looked great is owned by someone in North Korea. So you can check it out, and it's probably, unless you're going to a site that you've used many times and trust, a good idea to do so.
Well, I wish I'd have known that this week. I got a solicitation from TikTok out of the blue, and I'm looking at it and thinking, this can't be right. How'd they get me? I'm not interested in TikTok at all.
Yeah.
Especially since they are who they are and where they're from. I don't want anything to do with them. But yet, thank you for subscribing to TikTok under the heading is what I get. So I sent it to my, I checked it out. We talked about it on the air. I checked it out with my web guy, and he said that it was a legitimate email. And then I thought to myself, how the hell did they get my name? But then I thought to myself, okay, this last week or so, I've gotten a lot of unsolicited email to join this, do that, go here. So what's that all about?
Unfortunately, it's very hard to maintain your privacy today. So the bad guys will illegitimate gather information from data breaches at various institutions, organizations, agencies that you do business with. And in other instances, they may even legally gather information like your email addresses from lists that are compiled. And you didn't even know that you gave the approval because it's buried in one of those things we click, we agree to, and we don't even read them.
From the list, the story list from Talkers, number six is police reform. I see the officer charged in Jonathan Price's shooting death has been fired. They didn't work too fast to get that done, but you look at some of these, then people say, there it is, the news media after the police again. So in this case, well, in a lot of these cases.
Yeah, I mean, this is not an all-one-way or an all-another-way situation. Police around the country need reform. Just about everything needs reform. It's not saying that policing isn't generally good, but we need some change.
Yep, institutions. All right, quick update on the SCOTUS circumstances. We've got a few seconds for that. Is it Amy Barrett? Is it Mrs. Barrett? Is she Mrs. Barrett?
You know, I'm not sure, or is that her maiden name?
Coney is her maiden name. That's what she.
Yeah, means. It's going forward. It's going forward very, very slowly, mostly because of the coronavirus. And I have some questions about whether they're going to have sufficient senators to be able to vote in a manner that's legally enforceable.
I don't think it's going to happen, frankly. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer and legal expert here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.